on the park.
Come on in and set a spell, neighbors. Here's that lovable first lady of the Ozarks, May Kennedy McCord. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Jim, and thank you. And good morning, friends, and God love you this fine morning. I used to always say God love you on my broadcast on KWK for 2 years in St. Louis, and the greeting got a big go all around, even over in Illinois where I had so many listeners. They'd say, well, as May says, God love you. And I tell you, that old-time phrase of love going about meant something during those days of war. We all said God love you to each other. You know, it's an old-time expression. If love could only build the earth, we would never have any more trouble. I remember very often listeners used to send me towels and pillow slips and handkerchiefs from a birthday and Christmas, and they'd embroider God love you on them. And one woman crocheted it in a beautiful doily and fillet and sent me. A businessman sent me a doll that you squeezed it and it said, God love you. He had it specially made at a doll factory. Well, it was wonderful. Yesterday, my sweet friend Mrs. Fielden of Springfield, who is blind from glaucoma, called me as she often does and said, hello, May, God love you. Let's see if we can't start passing this around at this blessed Christmas time. It's a wonderful greeting. Miranda on the radio, this radio star on the Gulf Coast, she always said it. She started me at it, told me to do it. Well, before I go any further, I want to take just a minute to give hastily the rest of the names and thank them who sent me cards on my birthday. You know, I didn't get quite through last Saturday. Then we'll have that all finished up. You know, radio time seems to fairly fly. Thanks to Mrs. Sias, S-I-A-S, it seemed to be, I believe it was, at Ash Grove, S-I-A-S. I do wish I knew you all personally. Indeed, I do. Thanks to Chloe Craker Plyben at Marionville. I know Chloe. And to Al and Lola Lindstedt at Eureka Springs, who never forget me. And thanks to my friends, Reverend Mrs. J.M. Shockley at their lovely farm, Lake View at Vienna, Missouri, my former pastor here. I often visit them and rest in that big ranch home. Oh, it's a wonderful place. Thanks to Iva Allen at Bradleyville, Missouri, to Tina Gale at Hartshorn. And I want to take just an instant to read the poem, little verse sent on my birthday by my sweet friend, Mrs. Lucy F. Davis at Eureka Springs, Arkansas, whose birthday is the same day as mine, and who is also blind, like my friend Mrs. Fielden. Dorothy and Mr. Williford and I, we called on last October at the festival, we called on Lucy Davis. My, what a wonderful person she is. I wish Mrs. Field and Mrs. Davis could meet. They'd surely love each other. Well, here's a little verse, a tribute. I count as blessings all of my friends from the first one to the latest. They shine along my pathway like stars, and you are one of the greatest. Thank you, Lucy. I just hope I'm deserving of it. I shed a little tear when I read that. Then thanks to Barbara Schott, whose address is my hometown of Galena, it seems, but I do not know Barbara. Of course, there's so many people at home now I don't know anymore. She wrote me this cute little ditty, and I have to read it because it is cute. Happy birthday to you, May, and many, many more. The years are sort of adding up, but shucks, forget the score. What if we have reached the top, started down the shady side? Remember, there's a heap of mileage in an old hillbilly's hide. Our once slim, curvy figures may sort of bulge in spots, and for beautifying the scenery, well, I guess we ain't so hot. Our steps are getting slower as we travel down life's road. The old gray mare ain't what she used to be, but she's still pulling the load. A good Barbara Schultz, thank you. You've got the thing about right. I know this old mare's still pulling the load and chewing on the bits. Well, my birthday's all done up now, and let's just hope I have another one next December the 1st. I don't want to quit having them, although I don't like to have them, even if I'm only 39 like Jack Benny. I was having old-time sayings a while back, and Mrs. Harrison Holman at Lebanon sent me some old ones she recalls. For instance, about a mean man. They used to say he's so mean he'd roll acorns away from a blind sow. I've heard that, and it's a good old one. Nowadays, they say he'd steal candy from a baby. She said this epitaph is on an old grave in the extreme northeast corner of Lebanon, of the Lebanon, Missouri Cemetery. As you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so you must be. Prepare for death and follow me. Well, I got that epitaph, I think, 2-3 times before. It seems to be on a good many old, old stones. But the man, I remember one man sent it to me, and he said some mean sort of a wag had actually scratched with a knife beneath, you know, it says, prepare for death and follow me. Some mean sort of a chap had scratched beneath the inscription. It was in an Iowa cemetery. To follow you is my intent, but how can I tell the place you went? A lady from Deepwater, Missouri, signing no name, sent me some old sayings, and here they are. About strong coffee, for instance, they used to say that coffee is as strong as Acufortis. Do you remember that? I've heard that 1,000 times. The real word is aqua, a Latin word meaning water. And they didn't know it, they called it acu. And fortis is also a Latin word meaning very powerful or strong. Fortis or fortis, some call it one, some it another. The druggists and doctors used fortis and aqua both in prescriptions, or they used to. And as for a stingy man, she said they used to say he would skin a gnat for its taller. Well, I used to hear it, he'd skin a gnat for its hide and taller, or skin a flea, I've heard it. And when everything was spilled or mussed around the place, she said they used to say, everything scattered from Dan to Beersheba. Yes, I've heard that, and my mother used it always. That's from the Bible, Dan to Beersheba. This lady said her grandmother helped bury every soldier, both north and south, buried in the old cemetery at Lone Jack. But she didn't say where Lone Jack is. Maybe it's up there, near where she is, at Deepwater. She said her grandfather was Jim Chin. He fought with Joe Shelby. And her grandmother was Sarah Glenn Ellis, who rode all the way back to Kentucky on horseback when order number 11 was given, was in force, I mean, order number 11. I wish I knew what order number 11 is. I've got a grandson. He knows all the Civil War history. He's a freak, that's all. I'll have to ask him what order number 11 was. Thank you so much, my unknown friend. I have friends near Deepwater myself. Carl B. Icke, a very well-known Ozark writer. He lives with his sister and brother-in-law, Mr. and Ms. Fred Rayner. Deepwater is also renowned. It's the home of the world-famous opera singer Gladys Swartout. She was brought up there, born there, I think. Mrs. Ellen B. Lyon of Bentonville, Arkansas, writes me that she heard a program the other day of Art Linkletter and his kids. My, I love those programs, but we don't seem to have them anymore. Not here. She said a 6-year-old asked Art, why did the moron jump into the gas tank? Well, because he wanted to see Ethel. Ethel gas, you know. Oh, these smart kids, too smart. Another kid said, what's the best way to keep a skunk from smelling? Hold its nose. Well, I tell you, I get everything on this program, and thanks to all of you. Keep on keeping on. Adelaide Thomas at Lockwood sent me an old-time tongue twister. When they used to have tongue twisters at parties as well as riddles, and even at school. Do you know that the neurologists give those tongue twisters as tests of your reactions? You know, if you have a light stroke or if your reactions are getting slow, you can't do those tongue twisters. They used to make you read them. Would you believe I had to read one real fast at the Barnes Clinic in St. Louis a few years ago? They didn't think there was anything wrong with my reactions, but they were just taking me through all the tests. Well, of course, I passed it in a whiz. Believe me, there's nothing wrong with my gab reactions. It was the old one about Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers. Where's a peck of pickle peppers Peter Piper picked? Don't you remember that one? Well, you had to do it mighty fast to pass his test, and I did it fast. Miss Thomas sent me this one. Betty Butter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. If I buy some better butter, it will make my bitter batter better. So she bought some better butter and made her bitter batter better. thought about that, but... Oh, me. Then she sent me this. Seems to be a riddle. My missy sent me to your missy to borrow your whim-bow, whammer-bow, double-bow, arm-bow that Physicky sent up to market it. It was a spinning wheel they wanted. She said this riddle is from Miss Effie Wright from Everton, Missouri, who lives with her. Isn't it funny about those old riddles? They had no sense or meaning and no way to guess them. You know, I think they were just a sort of a play on words and an outlet, because you have to remember, they had to have some sort of fun. No radio, no TV, no cars, no picture shows, no airplanes, never saw a train. Visitors lived miles away, no telephone. Well, anyway, they enjoyed life, and life was sweet and simple and uncomplicated. Now, in closing, I want to say this. As usual, I never, you know, Sam Leith, ask him down at Eureka Springs. He said I never could get a date nor a number, and he's right. I just simply forget them. It seems as though I don't understand it. I never get numbers. As usual, I made a terrible mistake in giving you Viola Wooten's address last Saturday. I said 1898 North Franklin, and it's 1898 North Missouri here in Springfield. And I knew where she lived. Been there numberless times. I knew just as well as I know where my own house is. I don't know what on earth made me say Franklin Avenue. Had it in my mind some way. I do crazy things like that. But I do want to tell you that she gets her mail just the same. She's had a lot of cards and letters. And we fixed it up at the post office. They made the change to her right address and put it down as they do. And besides, the postman knew Viola, the postman on that route. He knew her well. And they cooperated nicely to get her mail to her, and she has every card and letter so far. And that everyone that was sent to Franklin Avenue, even them, those. And also several have been sent in care of me at KWTO, and I have some more this morning. They're all forwarded to her, and these will get to her tomorrow or today. She has everyone, and thank you so much, and she's having a happy Christmas. Now, don't forget, Viola Wooten, 1898 Missouri Avenue instead of Franklin Avenue, and you're doing a more blessed deed than you know. And I've been receiving many lovely Christmas cards already, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you and keep your God love you. I wish it were possible for me to answer each one, but that would just be too big a task. But keep on sending them. I like the little boy says, when you come again, bring some apples. Grandpa likes them. I'm always so happy about the cards. And I'll see you next Saturday just before Christmas. Keep up the Christmas spirit. Keep the bells ringing in your heart. Make a green tree in your heart, and God will send you a singing bird for it. Goodbye, and I'll be there, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.